Is open data the cure to cancer? The vice president's cancer moonshot matches patients with potentially life-saving clinical trials. To get the match done, though, requires lots of personal information and medical information. That means that with the connection come questions on data privacy and security. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And Meredith, first review the cancer moonshot for us.
Earlier this year, during the State of the Union, President Obama asked Vice President Joe Biden to lead the Cancer Moonshot Initiative. This is a $1 billion effort to speed up cancer research and ultimately end the disease. This year, more than 1 million Americans are going to be diagnosed with some form of cancer. And in 2013, which is the most recent numbers, more than 14 million people with a history of cancer were alive in the United States. Part of the Cancer Moonshot research involves clinical trials. And these can take many forms, some experimental, some involving known drugs. But regardless, the sticking figure here is that less than 5% of adults with cancer will be a part of a clinical trial. So earlier this week, I went to the White House Open Data Innovation Summit, where Michael Ballant, a presidential fellow, talked about this. He says that the low percentage of trial participation is caused in part by the fear of being a guinea pig, or sometimes marketing and information out there about the clinical trials isn't very helpful. There's lots of reasons why someone might not participate in a trial. Here's Ballant.
There's also an issue in terms of that it's difficult to match up patients to trials, and there's a very data-intensive element or component to clinical trials where if you don't have someone, if you don't have maybe a family friend, or you don't have your physician doesn't, isn't as aware of the clinical trials that are available, it's very difficult to find trials that you might be eligible for. So with that in mind, we rounded up a team and we worked with the NCI, the National Cancer Institute, to open up an API to expose more information on clinical trials. And we just released our beta of that API, and it's being used actually by a bunch of different startups that are in the space and patient advocacy groups.
That was Michael Ballant, a presidential fellow who's working with the National Cancer Institute. Now, Ballant says that the hard parts about launching this application programming interface are the technical challenge around data in the healthcare space.
It wasn't that people hadn't tried to structure healthcare information and specifically clinical trials information. One example of which would be eligibility criteria. Eligibility criteria is extremely important to do that kind of matching up of patients to trials that they might be eligible for. The challenge there, though, was that there really isn't one size fits all for that kind of eligibility information. And there were previous efforts that were undertaken to try to come up with some sort of comprehensive solution, but they all inevitably either stalled or failed. So the real advance was in, instead of, preventing perfect being the enemy of good, just taking a small step to take one piece of eligibility criteria at a time and really structure it, maybe even hard code it, that's fine because it's so valuable.
All right, good matching up of data and the clinical trial question by presidential fellow Michael Ballant. We're talking with Meredith Summers of Federal News Radio. Now, this data has a lot of personal information about a patient, obviously. HIPAA comes into play. Privacy is a big topic. And so what are they doing to address privacy as they get this mass information on people to try to match them up with trials?
Right. That's something DOD is already working on with its Apollo initiative. Colonel Craig Shriver is the director of Walter Reed's Mirtha Cancer Center. And he said the patient information in this effort are scrubbed of personally identifiable information, or PII, before that data is sent out. This Apollo initiative looks at a patient's genes to see what sequence of proteins might have caused their cancer and what might help treat it. Here's Shriver.
Patients agree to the process. All the PII is removed before it's open data released. And with all that molecular information, which is garnered in the middle of that schematic at the sequencing centers in Bethesda and protein centers across the nation run by the NCI, that data then finds its way, with all PII removed, into what's shown on the right lower-hand side, the data commons run by the NIH NCI. And Vice President Biden opened the genomic data commons in June at ASCO, and the protein and imaging data commons are soon to follow. So all of this research data will be then open sourced into the community so that new analytic tools can be developed by all of you out there and the wider community of programmers in an open data system.
That was Colonel Craig Shriver of Walter Reed's Martha Cancer Center. Now, as a whole, the government is also focusing its efforts on privacy. OMB Director Sean Donovan also spoke at this summit about new guidance that ups the influence of senior privacy officials and requires agencies to step up their privacy levels. Here's Donovan.
There are real concerns about privacy, including releasing personally identifiable information, PII, because that data could be re-identified. But we know that when done right, open data and privacy complement rather than conflict with one another. And in fact, it is only if we can show that we are doing everything we can to protect Americans' data that we are going to be able to move forward with the most robust and promising uses of open data.
That was Sean Donovan, OMB director. So to sum it up, the administration thinks it can gather and use data to get more people hooked up with clinical trials and protect their privacy.
Kind of interesting when you think about it because, yeah, privacy of medical data is very important for a bunch of reasons. But so often people with cancer put it on Facebook and let people know, try to make it something so that cancer used to be considered taboo. Now it's something nobody's ashamed of having and letting people know they're in treatment. And so there's that dichotomy about people maybe worrying about their genomic data online being protected and then putting on Facebook the fact they have cancer.
Right. There is that balance because there are so many millions of people who have it. They want to make it more personal, but also still a little bit nervous about all that information getting out there to the wrong people.
Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. Thanks for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can share her story with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.